They're going to be playing this Sunday, so you'll be hearing them in just a little bit. We'll get them on the mics, and I'm going to play one of their songs right now, so you know who they are. You are listening to The Bride of Sin here on Kill Radio, and that band is Las Ultrasonicas. So they rock. Call your friends, email people, get them online, tell them to listen now immediately. We actually have the band in the studio today, so it's quite a pleasure, and they're going to be playing this Sunday, as I'm sure they'll talk about in a little bit. And give us a call.
Me sabe como moca, saca la coca, no importa que sea poca, vente en mi boca. Tengo una lengua muy resbalosa, te chupo las pelotas. Boca, wow. Saca la coca, pica la roca, no importa que sea poca, vente mi boca, wow, loca, loca, tú me vuelves loca, vente mi boca. Con su pelo electrizado, a ella le
morning.
We'll be right back.
zucchini.
Listening to The Bride of Sin here at killradio.org. Thank you very much for doing so. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cure Radio here in Los Angeles. And we have very special guests all the way from the biggest city, the most populated city on the planet Earth, El Distrito Federal. Welcome, Ultrasonicas. ¿Cómo están?
Hola, hola.
Aquí tenemos hola. A Ali Guagua, que es la lira y ¿qué más?
La voz también.
La voz de las Ultrasonicas. ¿Y aquí a quién tenemos?
Jenny Bombo, Bataca y voz también.
Y aquí tenemos a...
Roxy, soy bajo y coro.
¡Oh! A ver, muchachas, díganme, explíquenos, tell us a little bit, a brief history, en inglés o en español, de las Ultrasonicas. ¿Cómo surgen las Ultrasonicas?
We got together around 1996 because I had another friend that played organ, so I tried to talk her into starting a band. And then girls came and go and went.
And did they dance a go-go?
Yeah, they danced a go-go a lot, and they were playing, and so we got it together, and then Ali came, and Jesse, and so we recorded our first record, which was distributed by Monster Records from Spain, and it was pretty good. It's just like on an underground level, so we're trying to reissue that record now on a Mexican issue.
Okay, ahora va la traducción.
Yeah, that record was, I think, only in vinyl. Nomás en vinil, ¿verdad?
The first time they did it, like, only the 10-inch.
Yes.
And then they did the CD.
Now, el nombre, the name, Las Ultrasonicas, I've read somewhere in your website, and thanks to you, Bob Earl from the Ultra 5 connected with Consign, and, you know, we've been playing him on our show, and he sent us promos, and even his label all the way from Greece sent us a promo. Anyways, tell us about the name. Is it a composite of the Ultra 5 and the Sonics from the 60s?
Yeah, pretty much was like things that influenced us. Like, we like a lot of space movies and like science fiction too. And like, we like the Sonics and Sonic Youth. And the Ultra 5 are like, we thought something that was kind of like space out.
I read also that you like Les Baxter.
Yeah, definitely. He's cool as hell.
Uh-huh. A ver, ¿quería decir algo?
Me estaba chupando el dedo, la verdad. Estaba sacando el barbecue.
We're pretty excited to be here.
It's our pleasure. It's kind of rare, you know, to have you. I know you've been here before in the Tokyo Radio on the Top 20 show.
I've been here, actually, in this same chairs. So it's a matter of...
We were playing the Dictators the other day and the Squares and having
oh,
so much fun.
Oh, the Dictators.
Fun.
Oh, man, I haven't heard them. You know, they reunited. They actually played at Space Night.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
I saw them in Spain last year.
Do you remember a record they used to have from the 70s? I got it when I was a teenager. Called. They had a song called The Minnesota Strip. I used to love that record by them. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so let me see. Are we already playing them, Pantuflas? What are we playing right now? Okay, vamos a... Tell me about Que Grosero. This is from your second album.
Yeah, that was our first single and our first video of the second record. It's called Que Grosero, like How Rude You Are.
All right. Anyways, we're going to listen to them a little bit here and then we'll come back to the for the interview and also talk about their tocada they're going to have. They're going to play on Sunday in Montebello, California. ¿Verdad que sí? Aquí están pues las Ultrasonicas en vivo aquí on the Bride of Sin.
Y ahora tengo que enterarme que hasta hablas mal de mí. Qué grosero, qué bruto y qué grosero. Te perdono porque sé que eres un pobre por diosero. Qué grosero, qué bruto y qué grosero. Eso tengo por llevarme con bandidos como tú. Vales madre, sí, sí, vales verga. Vales madre, sí, sí. Una nena como yo no se toma la ligera. Qué perdono porque sé que eres un pobre por grosero.
Qué grosero,
qué bruto y qué
grosero.
Eso tengo por llevarme con patanes como tú.
Vales madre,
sí, sí,
vales verga. Vales madre,
sí, sí,
vales verga.
En algunas condiciones yo me enredo con cualquiera.
Here live with Las Ultrasonicas, we're talking a little bit here about their history, you know, how they got started, what influenced them, etc. And podemos hablar también en español. No estamos, we're not restricted to speak in English. So if you have any questions for them, call us up at 213-252-0998, and we have a chat room open too. Speak right into the mic, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so our influence is very much, you were talking about like the 80s Paisley underground scene. And like, yeah, we like the Pandoras a lot. And we like the Small Faces, the Kings, and the Stooges.
The Cody.
Yeah, all that.
You know, the Stooges are back together, you know, with Mike Watt playing bass.
Wow.
From the Minutemen. Now, I know you guys do a cover of I Wanna Be Your Dog from the Stooges, but you do it on your own version, your own way.
It's called Quiero Ser Tu Perra. Yeah, that's always a hit.
What kind of reaction have you had from your daring, you know, you're very daring, you're very open in your lyrics, sexually, and also... But it's not perverted. It's just, it's daring. It's desafiante, ¿verdad?
It's just funny because you put that only you change the word in Spanish with dog por perra, and that is kind of an insult.
Just
something.
Yeah, but people like it. People dig it, and people like that. Like, oh yeah, I like how you tell that. And you tell bad words and that. But it just comes naturally. You know, this is the way we like.
And what you were saying about, you know, like you not listening to Caifanes or Cafeta Cuba anymore, I just think that they listen to crummy bands still. I think the thing for the Ultrasonicas is that we like really cool bands. That's it.
Yeah, the way you like bands is the way you're gonna pretty much play and get influenced by.
Yeah, you guys also do an amazing cover of Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath that we've been playing a lot on Consigne.
Thank you.
You know, they just had the Ozfest, and
yeah,
like last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago.
That's great. I've seen the Ozfest like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about what's happening right now in Mexico City. I know that it's the world's biggest, most populated city, and there's a lot of crime. We hear a lot of the negative stuff in the news, a lot of pollution. And the corruption and everything like that. But tell me how, you know, you that live there, ustedes que viven ahí, how do you live in Mexico City?
Well, we try to make rock and roll in a third world country, pretty much. So it's hard sometimes to get together. People don't want to lend you their equipment and little things like that. But it's kind of like artisanal, rock artisanal, you know? Like, you got to do everything from, like, checking the sound and, like, seeing, making flyers. It's like all like almost like rock by hand, pretty much. There's not too much support.
No hay una infraestructura del rock. It's like the independent shit is not happening. It's like, I mean, it's happening, but it's like...
pretty small scene. I mean,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like people, if you play like underground or... Just people don't get you. They think you have to be like on a major level, and you know.
Yeah, they gotta be able to sell you, you know, to be able to play a hard rock cafe and shit like that.
So they just cannot figure us out.
Right.
To the difference for the other rock bands, but Mexico City is pretty fun. It's like pretty. It's una ciudad super chingona.
That means it's a super kick-ass city.
super
chingona. You know what? Despite of all the challenges, it's like here, like the best rock is from the underground. You know, the punk rock, do it yourself. And there's a lot of bands that, you know, they don't get signed by the trendy indies or they don't get airplay or whatever. But, you know, there's they organize their own shows. You know, a lot of bands from Kill Radio here, you know. Shout out to Sabretooth Tiger, who's listening. That's another a band that
What's
from somebody.
Name?
Sabretooth Tiger.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about some of the bands that are like you or similar, like from the Mexican Madness compilation.
Yeah, for example, like there's Señor Bikini, which is another surf band. Yeah, Los Acapulco. And
yeah, Los Acapulco are like our brothers. We always play together.
Chino y Los Cochinos?
Yeah, Chino y Los Cochinos.
How about Yucatán a Gogó?
Yeah, we were partners at the same label.
I like that.
They're funny. It's also
childish song, pretty much. Yeah, all for children, pretty much.
We always play with another band called the Twin Tones and Spectroplasma, which it's most of the band that are in the Mexican Madness compilation. It's passed from Alicia.
Si. You guys are also featured one of your songs in a film that came out how long ago? Perfume de Violeta, right?
Yeah. It's called Monstruo Verde.
Yeah. Why don't we play Monstruo Verde next, so we could, you know, let the audience know what's up with them. No, she has it in her collection, yeah.
Es el yo fui una adolescente terror satánica. I was a teenage terror satanist. It's called.
What reaction did you guys get when you came up with such a daring again?
People loved it, and some people hated it too. But
we got it from a movie. Actually, I was a teenage TV terrorist. And we was thought it was
just
hilarious.
It a little bit.
Yeah, we thought it was hilarious.
We like that we always get reactions, either good or bad, or people is always like shocked. So that's good.
That reminds me of a quote. I think Oscar Wilde said it. It's doesn't matter if they talk good or bad, as long as they talk, you know, about you, right?
That's what matters.
So it's a pleasure to have Las Ultrasonicas here in live and in Kill Radio. And, you know, we're going to listen to Monstruo Verde. Is that on now?
We listen Godzilla, which is another monster, a green monster.
Yeah.
But it's Godzilla from La China. You know Godzilla's from Japan, but
right.
It's Godzilla's cousin, which is from China.
From China.
And it's our last video. We just presented
it. Yeah. You came up with a couple of videos recently that Godzilla and previous to that,
Descocada.
Descocada, which has a really groovy kind of pop.
Yeah, that was inspired in a Ross Meyers movie called Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Kill Kill, yeah.
Yeah, and we did Godzilla also in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Oh, wow. You know what? Another thing about you guys that I've noticed on your website, you like to dress up. You love dressing up. And
yeah.
I've even seen one of you guys dressed like an angel. Was that you?
Yeah, we dressed once as angels, cave women.
Yeah, you dress up as cave women, no? También.
And nurses.
With tail and everything, when pirates, I mean, which
as when not.
Cualquier estupidez que nos venga a la mente.
Luchadoras también.
Luchadoras too?
Sí.
You know, Pantuflas did a painting, she's a painter too, of a luchadora, La Relámpago, right? They dress as luchadoras too. What can we expect for Sunday? Any surprises up your sleeves?
Claro que sí. ¿Qué fue acaso lo último?
¿Qué pueden esperar para el domingo?
De todo. Mocos de Ali, a ver si me sale a mi tantita leche de mis, que no me traje a mi bebé. Y ando con mis chichis a reventar de leche.
Please translate that.
De la Jenny.
She says she's lactating. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
And I can carry with my baby and I have my boobs like.
She's going to square people around.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. This is Palomitas. Okay, you're listening to Palomitas. Actually, let's play it after that.
What did you say about Descocada? We really like old rock and roll Mexican bands like Locos del Ritmo and Teen Tops and, you know, Rebeldes del Rocks. Yeah, Los Sonámbulos. Sí, también. Oh, good, los gliders.
We played Delincuente. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It was like a week. We played it like a week before that huge march they had in El Zócalo about to stop crime. How was that? Like, how is Mexico, like, the social... Give us a picture of a day in Mexico, you know, with all that, with the metro and the population. Chaotic?
It's just crazy. I'm from a little town. We're both from the same town,
from
actually.
From Veracruz, right? Yeah.
From Jarocha. Jarocha.
But it's really nasty because, you know, it's really a lot of people. Like, you go somewhere, let's say, to the supermarket, and it's, like, a line and full. And then you go to the doctor, and it's full. And you go to the stadium, and it's crowded. And
everywhere crowds in Mexico City, yeah.
Yeah, it's super crazy.
Yeah.
And people, you know, taxis, like, box like taxis. Uh-huh. And people just screaming and selling shit on the street. It's really nice.
Here we go. This is Monstruo Verde con las ultrasonicas aquí en KillRadio.org. So we'll listen to this and we'll come back right now with them live. Continue talking to you.
Fue Pedro Fusca con las ultrasonicas. You listen to Kill Radio. I'm here with Humberto. So tell me, Humberto, how you start your show?
We started it about more than 3 years ago, when Kill Radio had just started. It was actually right after the Democratic National Convention here in LA. It was almost a riot, and Rage Against the Machine played, and a bunch of independent thinkers and, you know, journalists and artists came together and formed the indie media.
You've been broadcasting nonstop since then?
And we've been broadcasting nonstop since then. It's been tough, you know, and then soon after the indie media, Kill Radio formed, and at first there was there still is a lot of doubters. They go, you know, that's not gonna fly. You know, you guys are not sponsored by nobody, and that's it. You know, we're anti corporate. This is, but thankfully we're starting to become like the future. You know, taking on computers and like we were talking about downloading music. You know, offering the music on the computers for your fans, basically. So, Kill Radio, I don't know. We go from like 5 listeners all the way up to 200, and depending on who's listening around the world, or even here, sometimes they broadcast it on a real pirate station, but the FCC came down on them. So, it's been a challenge, but it's been also really fun, and it's very similar to what you guys are doing. You know, doing what you love to do and sharing it with your fans.
I want to cry. Hey, tequila, salud. Yeah, cheers.
We're having a blast here with Pantuflas and Humberto.
Yeah, they receive us with tequila.
And we want to thank our fans, and hopefully they'll come to see us in Montebello this Sunday.
Yeah, hello to La Muñeca. Hola, Muñeca, si estás escuchando. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Ojalá que sí. Entra al chat room, Muñeca. Parece que lo tenemos open. Oh, check it out. We're on the webcam, too. Damn. Or I worked at work.
I thought it was
díganme, ¿cómo es que los Ultra 5 los influyó? ¿Tocaron los Ultra 5 en México?
Tocaron en el Tutti Frutti, como por ahí del 97 o algo así. De hecho, hicieron un vinil ahí de Tutti Frutti que lo hizo este Dani Huacatanca. Y de ahí dijimos, wow, yo quiero ser así.
The Tutti Frutti was like a underground club. Yeah, kind of. Well,
slightly.
Well, it, I mean, the Mono
like
Man.
Greek bar. It was like gays and punks and darks and goths.
Indeed. Oh, 80s, late 80s, beginning of the 90s. So the Mono Man played there. And
the Phoenix went there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So it was a really good club. And then...
Yeah, look, yeah, la última cajada de la cumbancha.
They were at the same time, yeah. And
Tutti Frutti was a little bit before, but yeah, pretty much the same.
But what was your question?
I'll tell you something really funny. When I went to Mexico for the first time, Mexico City, I was like, I thought I knew it all. You know, when you're young, 20-something, from the university, I thought I knew the world, the underground, everything. And I was so stupid because I went down there and I had read in a Connected magazine that there was this club called El Rock 70, algo así, Hip 70, sí. And I'm looking for it everywhere, and they tell me, oh man, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, all news.
And I only stayed in Mexico City for like 3 days, and the only band that I saw was when I was crossing La UNAM, a cover band of the Beatles that was practicing.
Oh,
they were called Morsa. They were called Morsa. Do you remember? No? The other band?
Yeah, sorry. That was pretty wild. Huh?
80, that was in the early 80s. So I haven't been back like in 25 years. So I need to go back soon. Hopefully this year or next year, you know, to see you guys.
You have to go back because like Alicia has a really cool scene now, which is a club, the biggest club. And little by little, more clubs open and more like record labels. But it's little by little. It's not easy.
What's up with the record labels? Any indies or international labels have taken interest in you? You know, because I would think
not
that...
Not really.
Not really, huh? Yeah, I mean, maybe, you're here in LA. You're also going to go to San Francisco, right?
Yeah. We're playing the 12th at Parkside, the 13th at El Balazo.
And you played there before.
We played there before, and we're doing like 4 shows there.
Yeah,
but I don't know whether we don't care.
Right.
Yeah, we really want maybe like somebody that's gonna just put the money for the studio, and we want to produce it ourselves. Maybe
produce it
license,
yourself.
License it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. We already have the tracks.
Have somebody to distribute it. You already have like a whole new album.
Definitely. We have more than 10 songs ready. Mm-hmm. So hopefully
that's amazing.
This year we're gonna record it.
Yeah.
You're gonna listen to a lot of the new stuff at the show in Montebello.
This Sunday. Yeah. Don't miss it, you guys. It's gonna be an amazing show with a bunch of bands. You know, let's get the promoter here real quick.
So Sergio.
Woo! Come and mention all the bands, Sergio.
Matamosca, Chelsea, Dr. Jack, Desintonado, Cerebro Negro, Los Cabrones,
y las Ultrasonicas. It's like a mix of ska, punk, and surf, psychedelic, rock, metal, de las Ultrasonicas.
Woo!
Y fucking dynamism acá. Garage surf directamente de Mexico City. This is in Montebello at a place called La Terraza Jamae. The address is 104 South 10th Street in Montebello. You could actually take Whittier Boulevard all the way down there. And for more information, go to www.eleyrock.com. Eleyrock.com and Las Ultrasonicas website.
LA Rock.
LARock.com and also LasUltrasonicas.com or
UltrasonicasCJB.net. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're also on the links for Consign. If you go to our website, consignradio.4t, the number 4 and the letter T.com. Big shout out to Agate Kid for updating. You could also go to the schedule on Kill Radio on the main page on Tuesdays for Consign. And you could just click directly to it. And if you go to the links, we have Las Ultrasonicas there with a bunch of other bands too.
We're so excited because we just went to Amoeba and no flyers anymore. So I hope a lot of people came. And this is how the Ultrasonicas move from over the world, because our friends, like Sergio here, wanted to
always help us out. Thanks to our friends. And we want to say hi to the superstars if they're hearing us.
Yeah, and yeah, fuck you, Rick. You're not here, bastard.
I want Jenny Bombo. No, that's Jenny. Jenny Bombo. Roxy Glam. ¿Cómo es que se dieron los apodos tan chingones?
Pues, no, a mí me, de hecho, Roxy. Bueno, me llamo Rosalía. Y yo desde antes que mi chavo estaba en una banda. Una vez me trepé ahí a decir como 5 palabras en una canción. Dije, si alguna vez llegan a poner mi nombre en algún lugar, me ponen Roxy con triple X. Y ya lo de glam, bueno, pues así de pura cagada. Que no me gusta, pero bueno, ya qué pedo. Ya dije.
Y el póster que tenemos ahí de los New York Dolls. Alguien le
¡qué maravilla!
Le pusieron a Hussein.
La cabeza de Saddam Hussein.
We're talking about how they got their nicknames. That was Roxy with...